I'm Daniel Chacon. Welcome to another edition of Words on a Wire. Today, my guest is going to be Solmaz Sharif, and we're going to talk about her book, Look. And it is a brilliant collection of poems about war, about stereotyping, about the appropriation of language and saying what we mean, how language can be so deceptive. And an example that comes to mind right away is that idea of friendly fire, meaning the language is a euphemism for killing innocent people. And this book kind of is about how we use language in the military, culturally, personally, in dishonest, manipulative ways. It's a fascinating book, so stick around. Before we talk to Solmaz, I want to talk about this morning. I went on a walk. I try to go on a walk every morning, if not a walk, a run. And I try not to bring earphones or look at my email or, you know, just so I can have this moment to myself to think, to absorb whatever there is to absorb around me. And I love these walks. And sometimes I get ideas. And, you know, I'm a writer, and sometimes, you know, the ideas are worthy of being written, and then sometimes they're just worthy of sharing. And I want to share something that I thought about today. I was recalling a time when I was looking in the mirror. This was maybe when I was in my 20s, and I saw myself, and I looked incredibly ugly, and I just, like, oh my God, you're so ugly. And I don't think anyone is inherently ugly. I don't think there's ugly people. But I think there's people like me who have ugly days, where some days were better looking than others. And this was a particularly ugly day. My lips looked too big and my eyes looked bloodshot. I just didn't want to go out. I wanted to close all the windows and turn on the TV and just veg and eat bad food and not face the world. But as I was looking at myself, I knew I couldn't do that because I was a graduate student. I had a lot of stuff I needed to do. I was very active. And so I said, you know what? Embrace your ugliness. There's liberation in ugly. If you accept that you're ugly, then you will go out into that world not based on how you think you look or how people perceive that you might look, but based on what's inside that drive. And I gave myself a pep talk, and it actually worked. I went out there and had a great day. And ever since then, quite frankly, I don't care if I have ugly days. In fact, I think I am in my 50s, going into my ugly years, and I completely accept that. I embrace it. But as I was walking this morning, I thought about the books that I read for this show. I have some of the most brilliant writers come on this show. I've had C.D. Wright, I've had Philip Levine, I've had Richard Blanco, and today I have Solmaz Sharif, whose first book, Look, is just, you know, very clearly written by a brilliant poet. And I used to get intimidated when I first started this show, when I was about to interview C.D. Wright. I was so nervous before the show. I remember when I got into the studio, I was kind of hoping that when our producer called her for the interview, that somehow the phone lines wouldn't work and I wouldn't have to do it. I could delay it for a day. But this morning I was thinking, you know what, that same kind of liberation that I found 20 years ago or so in terms of ugly, I need to claim in terms of my own intellect, that I need to allow myself to be not very smart. I need to allow myself not to be brilliant or not to even try to be brilliant or think that I'm brilliant, but just bask in the brilliance of these great writers that we have. I remember reading Thomas Merton, his Seven Story Mountain, a fantastic book. And there was this point when he's talking about teaching, and he said the best teacher he ever had was a Shakespeare teacher. And he was a great teacher because what he taught was not his opinions. What he taught was not how smart he was, but how brilliant Shakespeare was. And he just pointed out the brilliance. And I'm thinking, I don't have to be smart on this show. I don't have to tell you what I know. I don't have to try to, you know, show that I know poetry. All I need to do is just be there to pull out from these great writers like Solmaz Sharif what is brilliant about their poetry. And I hope to do that today. There is liberation in average intelligence. But I also believe that genius, pure genius, does not come from the individual. It does not come from the brain. The brain is an organ that produces thoughts that sometimes we confuse with revelations and truth. But the fact is, real genius, real brilliance comes from without, from outside of us. And occasionally, if we have working, functioning brains, which I do and you do, we get glimpses, we get access to genius. And that's enough for me. So Stick around, and we're going to talk to Solmaz Sharif, author of Book.